Some of the government's most contentious portfolios will soon have a fresh face after the Prime Minister's first cabinet reshuffle. The ministers who ushered in the Three Waters reforms and the overhaul of the health system have been demoted, while an entirely new portfolio, as you just heard, Minister for Auckland, has been set up. Here's our political reporter Giles Dexter.
In amongst all the movers and shufflers, Chris Hipkins sprung a small surprise. The super city's getting its own minister.
Even before the events of the last 3 or 4 days, we've still got a bit of a job to do to get Auckland fully back on its feet after the experience of the last couple of years.
The new minister is Michael Wood, who jumps from 16th to 7th in the rankings. A lifelong Aucklander, Wood says the role's more important than ever as the city deals with the devastating floods. Another high-riser is Dr. Aisha Verrill, who becomes Minister of Health. The first-term MP is under no illusions at how big and how tough her new role is, but says she knows what the issues are thanks to her 20 years in the health sector.
I'm going to bring the same enthusiasm I always had to making improvements for the health of New Zealanders. And I want to work collaboratively with the great capable people we have in our health system, workers of all stripes, clinicians of all backgrounds, who can make a difference and improve our health system.
Her promotion comes at the expense of Andrew Little, who had to balance relentless pressures on the health system with trying to push through the government's massive reforms. Little's moved to 13th, but still has the confidence of his new boss.
Look, the balance that I've been trying to strike here is to make sure that we're providing opportunities to bring some of the new talent forward onto the front bench. Now, naturally, that means that some people move back.
Joining Little on the slide down the rankings is Nanaia Mahuta, who goes from 8th to 16th. She was widely predicted to lose her local government portfolio, but nevertheless, Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Naruepaka is disappointed. She says Mahuta did everything she was asked to do while facing revolting abuse.
So it wasn't just, you know, Jacinda that was getting, you know, the revolting end of some racist and misogynist, but that's her reward for being committed and loyal and honourable to her party.
Having served as Associate Local Government Minister, Kieran McAnulty picks up the reins full-time and moves into Cabinet. Mahuta says the role is in excellent hands with McAnulty, who's shown an ability to bring a rural perspective across the sector. But his first task could possibly be undoing some of Mahuta's work.
We're going to take a close look at the Three Waters reforms, that they're certainly leaving open the possibility of a reset there.
MPs Ginny Anderson and Barbara Edmonds move straight into Cabinet, while Willow Jean Prime, Duncan Webb, Rino Terekatane and Deborah Russell have been made ministers outside Cabinet. But National's Christopher Luxon says it doesn't matter who comes in when the top five ministers under Jacinda Ardern have been retained.
When you look at the whole Cabinet in its entirety, it really is the same players that have been there for the last 5.5 years, delivering worse outcomes for New Zealanders.
The new team will all be sworn in at Government House this morning, and they'll be put straight to work, with the Prime Minister demanding a policy reprioritisation as he seeks to return the government's focus to what he calls the bread and butter issues.